You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
So our gospel is taken from the gospel according to Luke chapter 12 verse 15 to 21. And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself that, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God.'" Sisters and brothers, this is the gospel for this Sunday, for our salvation. Please be seated. Okay, so first of all, I need to do an editor's correction. As the preaching last week was about the Reformation and Martin Luther, and I wrongly said that Martin Luther was a Benedictine monk. He was actually Augustinian. So the pastor is not perfect. So you need to fact check the pastor. So our preaching for today, it's not the lectionary reading for today. I chose the reading for today for two reasons. Pag November, anong pag naisip yung month of November, ano ang unang pumapasok sa isip niyo?
Undas.
Oh, and malapit na ang December. Malapit na mag... Ha?
Protestant.
Undas doesn't matter. Yeah. So, generally in the Filipino, majority of Filipinos, when November comes and upcoming, it's Halloween and All Souls, All Saints Day. And of course, that Christmas is coming, meaning the year is about to end. And then today is our first Sunday of November. Every first Sunday, we acknowledge and will celebrate those who are will be celebrating their birthday for the month. So, Jonas is on the 11th. Pastora Kakay was the 3rd. I think she is the same or a few days before Pastor Egay. May his soul be at peace. So, November birthdays. That's why we have, Jack proposed that we have every first Sunday of the month some food. And I'm calling it Cake Sunday. Because some MCC churches in the U.S. actually does Cake Sunday. So, they have cake on the first Sunday of the month for birthday celebrants. Yes, Merced, so shop. Yes. So, because of those things, no, first Sunday of the month, it is November, All Souls, All Saints Day, a few days ago, and that the year is about to end. So, my sermon for today is about life and death. Life and death. So, how shall we describe modern living in 2017? Certainly, modern living is particularly contextual to your socioeconomic class. Ano bang class mo? Class A? Class B? So, certainly, it is contextual to your socioeconomic class. No? If you are elite, super elite, upper middle class, lower middle class, poor, extremely poor. Yeah. Below the poverty line. But your social class determines the access to resources. Modern living today is an access or more of an availability to the amount of material wealth, technology, quality of education, healthcare, nourishment, and even relationships maintained and built by the above. The world has created technology and food and produced food unlike any age before. No, the amount of wealth, material wealth, and the amount of technology and food in the world today is enough to feed everyone several times over. And yet there is hunger. We have the utmost power of technology today available to so many of us. No? Our preaching is in being recorded for podcasts to be brought out to the world through the internet. Yeah. And then, I'm saying my sermon through a tablet and the scripture through a cell phone. Before, we had Facebook Live. So, there is so much technology. In Manila, even some street dwellers have cell phones. If you go to some areas where informal settlers reside, you will see cable dishes. Now, mag-LRT 1 ako from LRT 2, di ba may malaking ano doon? I might be wrong, pero informal settlers yung mga nandun. Di ba? Sa tapat ng Isitan. Along the city jail. Pag dumaan ka dun sa footbridge nila, makita mo yung mga bubong may mga ano cable dishes, di ba?
Signal.
And certainly, many people who does not classify themselves as middle class, no? A bit lower middle class and a bit poor, even them have cell phones. Even iPhone. Yeah, iPhone and Samsung. So that is our modern living today. If you can afford it, why not? Everyone is seeking the best of everything and everyone. The best gadget is coming this Christmas. The best set of clothes. Pag Pasko, masaya kapag may bagong damit at sapatos. No? Especially children. No? At bagong laruan for really kids. No? And some of us, some of the poor people, and sometimes it's being shown in the media, no, na hindi naman sa regalo yan. Ang importante magkakasama ang pamilya, di ba? But no matter how you romanticize romanticize that, aminin mo, malungkot ang Pasko pag wala kang bago. Diba? Unless, of course, you come to some profound Christian or spiritual realization, then having nothing new will just be okay. Modern living also enculturates in us the best and better version of ourselves by climbing the corporate ladder. In na-enculturate yan eh. Yun nga yun, di ba? Pag may bago ka sa Pasko, masaya ka. Na-enculturate sa atin yan. And so we give all our blood, sweat, and tears to companies we work for to become a manager, a vice president, or a CEO someday. We have to measure up to the society standards of what a truly blessed life means. Some of us will work our ass out to have doctorates, masterals, at nauuso ngayon, lalo na sa BPO, yung Six Sigma, to get the black belt. Six Sigma black belt. Or for some, to have two or three more degrees. No, more than what we have already. In order to say to ourselves and to others that we are successful and that our life is truly productive. Pero, despite of so many things we want and desire, and despite all the wealth there is in the world, and some of them we are able to get, despite of so many of us in the middle class and upper class, having the best of the best items, gadgets, clothes, and everything, despite acquiring a doctorate, or passing the bar, or being an engineer, and despite having, to some people, having a partner, or despite the freedom of being single, no? Some people cherish being single, or even despite belonging to a great and wonderful church, MCC kaya yun? Parang hindi pa yan. Hindi pa masyan. Many of us remain to feel unfulfilled, longing, and lonely. We feel more tired, more than ever. May mga statistics niyan eh. People are more tired in our age today. Cancer and other chronic diseases are on the rise every year despite achievements in medicine. Despite achievements or the relationships we have or the many people we have slept with, we remain to feel empty inside. Why is it that most people today, especially of the middle class, and above, as they exert the optimum effort to experience a larger portion of modern living, all the more the emptiness is magnified. Because, and I offer just one simple opinion. You can accept it, you can think about it, or you can reject it. I offer one simple opinion. The greed for life does not bring us life at all. The greed for life makes us a living dead, a zombie who wants to devour life. Ano bang ibig sabihin nun? What does it mean that greed for life makes us a living dead? Because the greatest lesson, one of the greatest lessons of spirituality across religions and spiritual teachers, leaders, gurus, philosophers, is this. Only death brings us true life. Only death brings us true life. Kamatayan lamang ang magbibigay sa iyo ng tunay na buhay. What does this mean? What does it mean that death brings us life? Certainly, having a doctorate is good. Okay, that's good. I plan to get one. I plan to get one in the best divinity school that I can get into someday. A house, a retirement fund, a license for certain professions, or several licenses for several professions are all good. Good yan. And okay, and are okay by themselves. But to think that our life is measured and valued by the attainment alone of these things, and for ourselves alone, is as superficial as finding our sense of worth in getting people's approval by showing the world of our branded bags or latest gadget. To what shall these things matter? We are all going to die and go the same way. Rich or poor, we'll all go the same way. Said to me by a refugee in the United Kingdom. Only a conscious realization of our death will bring us a true experience of life. Meron akong, minsan ang devotion ko hindi necessarily Christian. I'm Christian. I'm 100% Christian. But I listen to some other teachings that are hindi naman in conflict with Christian faith. No? So I've been listening to this yogi guru from India. He's beginning to be famous. He's famous in India. No? Ang pangalan niya ay si Sadguru. Sadguru. May YouTube siya. Now, this yogis was asked, no, in that YouTube video, sabi. So teacher, guru, what are the first three things I need to do in the morning so that my life will change, so that my life will be better? So I will speak or tell yung sagot niya, no, in paraphrase. So ito ang sagot niya, no? It is not what you do that changes life. Life does not change because you change the content. But if you change the context, how do you wake up? Tomorrow, when you wake up, if you wake up, tumawa yung audience niya. Sabi niya, oh, if you wake up, don't think that it is a joke. Over 1 million people in this world will not wake up tomorrow morning. We are mortal creatures. Suppose that you wake up. Check. Am I still alive? Oh, I'm alive. Fantastic. Smile. You are still alive. What's the next thing that you need to do? Check the people who matter to you. Are they still alive? If they are alive, fantastic! Have another big smile. About 5 to 10 to 15 people who matter to you, check them. If they are alive, then life is fantastic. Over 1 million people in the world tomorrow will lose one or two or several people whom they love. You are alive. And people who matter to you are alive. Fantastic. Another big smile. Sabi ni Sadguru. The biggest thing happening to you right now is that you are alive. Tomorrow morning, the stock market went up 800 points. Or are you alive? Which is the biggest thing? Is it not because you are alive? Yes or no? Everything is relatively significant to us. Alive does not mean people going around doing this and that, doing things mechanically. Tomorrow morning, if you are alive, check yourself. If you are alive, become alive. Check yourself at 9 a.m. Am I alive? Wow, I'm still alive. 10 a.m. Alive? Wow, alive. Smile. I want you to understand that you are mortal. If you are conscious or intentionally aware that you have limited amount of time, you will arrange your life naturally in the most sensible way. If you think you are immortal, even unconsciously, you have time to do stupid things. If you understand that you are mortal, you will not do anything other than what matters to you. And in this life, you must be doing only what truly matters to you and nothing else. Nothing else but that. Isn't it? This you will do only if you are conscious that you are a mortal being. The only thing that matters is if you really look at it, it is what you really want is to experience this life as profoundly as possible. Somebody thinks it is money that will do it. Sex, education, or love will do it. Whether a person is going to a bar or to a temple, what that person really wants is to experience a larger portion of this life. You are a mortal creature. You are not a permanent thing. You are here for a brief time. End of quote. The fullness of life is experienced when we have the awareness of our death, our mortality. That's why many saints, like Saint Francis, talks about befriending Sister Death. He talks about that periodically, befriending Sister Death. And does he not say in the prayer, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life? No wonder Francis and other saints speaks of the joy of life in their simplest and humblest in relation to their obsession with death. This is not to say that you have to be a monk or a nun or a pastor. The fullness of life is experienced when we have the awareness of our death. The realization of our death, our mortality, as the Indian guru said, is a realization of what really matters in life. That is one, as an Indian teacher. The second is this, as a Christian, the continuous awareness of our death asks of us the question, to whom are you living for? These are the two greatest and spiritual questions that we need to answer when we are aware of our death. If you are doing things without this awareness, tossed and thrown like a wind by the forces of this world or the market, as the same guru said, then you are a living dead. You are doing things mechanically. And as a Christian, if you are all your achievements and degrees are benefiting only yourself and those whom you love only, then to what shall your life profit you when your life is finally demanded of you? Being a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, or an advocate, an activist, even being a priest or a pastor, if you are doing these things just for yourself, then does your life really matter? Does it have any value at all? It is okay to achieve, but to what purpose and for whom are you achieving all these things with all the blood, sweat, and tears? Are you a lawyer? Have you become a lawyer only because your parents said so? Or perhaps because of the money? Have you served the many poor in the prisons, or just the clients who can pay the lawyer's fee? Whatever your situation in life, ask yourself, am I doing what truly matters? And to whom am I doing these things for? As we remember our dearly departed, and as we celebrate the birthday of our friends, let us check ourselves. Check, hawak mo sarili mo. Check yourselves. Touch yourselves and ask, are you alive? Ask yourself, am I alive? Wow, you are alive. Smile! And ask yourselves, who am I living for? If you are alive, whom are you living for? I hope it is for those who need God the most. And so I end this sermon with scriptures again from Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and God's justice, and all these things will be given to you as well. Smile. Amen.